morning, everybody. From Simandar City, this is the 17th of December 2010 review of DVDs of the major Parayan intensive study through the vision of the Gnani, of the great Aptavanis of Gnani Purush Dadashri. Today we are going to resume the study on the Aptavani number 9, and the last we were on the topic of Garva, which is the sense of doership, Garva Ras, which is the intense tasting of the juice of doership, which keeps you mired and keeps you entrenched in the problems of the doership, and therefore the problems of the suffering, of the pain and pleasure that arises from the sense of doership, that is called Garavata. Garva Ras and Garavata is that entrenched indulgence into the worldly issues of life, which prevent your experience of the self and prevent the bliss of the self. So we are going to be in Aptavani 9. This is 8 a.m. Pujadipakpa is in Calcutta. Today is the first day of the satsang in Calcutta. Tomorrow another satsang or Gnanvidhi, followed by a post follow-up satsang. Here we start now.
Namo Vidraya, Namo Vaidhanna, Namo Siddhana, Namo Ayurvinyana, Namo Vatsaya, Namo Loe Sabhasati, Esto Antarakka, Sabha
as we know, yeah. We're going to be up to 29, so we'll find out.
Okay.
Where? I think it begins with the Q&A sessions, followed by further reading. Jai Sachidanand.
Jai Sachidanand.
Yes,
sir. Huh?
So this is Parayan 2005 on Aptavani 9 in the joint leadership of Pujaniruma and Deepak Bhai. DVDs part 22, 23 and 24, DVD number 8. There are three portions. And now he is going to select one of these DVDs. Niruma. And this is DVD part 22. Page is 220.
Jay Sachidanand.
Nirumaya says Jay Sachidanand. Question. Where is the doctor from Manchester? Is he here? Okay, why don't you read some of the questions before he reads somebody's. There are different kinds of discussions on Garavata, which is this being entrenched in the indulgence of worldly pleasures. Is there any Garavata in Seva? Is there any entrenching in the pleasures of the Seva? Is there such a situation of Seva? Seva is such that Niruma says, it is. If one feels a sense of peace in the relative, one is not enlightened, if he serves others, there is a sense of harmony for him. And so he keeps him entrenched there only. He doesn't want to move towards the S capital self experience. And so he gets stuck there because he finds pleasure in helping other human beings. That is also a sense of Garavata only. He is entrenched in a sense of Garavata has essentially got to do with being stuck in the sansara or the worldly interactions only. But it is a kind of a seva and bhakti. You see, if one has a connection between seva and gnan, if there is bhakti, because seva is associated with devotion, but the devotion is associated with gnan, then he can move higher, says Deepak Bhai. So, you see, in other words, they are doing the devotional service of other human beings, but there is, it lacks knowledge, and therefore they get stuck there. One-sided attention to gnana is also not very good. Seva is a gross thing and it's at a gross level, whereas Gnan is at an internal level, says Niruma. If his chit is focused in worldly seva, then he cannot really move in the direction of Gnan or the self. Gnan, G capital, representing the S capital self. Some back and forth going on between Deepak Bhai and Pujya Niruma. This is which seem to be engrossed in the service of others. But how do I need to look at it after I become engrossed in serving others? So, as a Mahatma, you need to kind of investigate your, kind of review, rewind the video of the seva that you're doing from the perspective of the enlightened one. Supposing you got seva of two service, why didn't you take 10 minutes or 15 minutes or so? For 10 minutes or 5 minutes, why didn't you separate that? Hey, Siddharth, you're doing the service, but I am the pure soul. Whatever you do, not necessarily with seva, with everything that you do from morning till evening, in any aspect where you became absorbed, where Siddharth became absorbed in the work that he was doing, separate internally, periodically rewind from inside and say, hey, okay, all right, this was good, but this is where you kind of lost it, man. And when you're meeting a file, you say, this is a file. Before I'm meeting this file, I'm going to decide, Siddharth, you're going to decide that you're going to settle this file with equanimity. It's a file only. Do not take it as a real thing, otherwise you'll get lost in it. And so periodically during the day, take little breaks, 10-15 minutes, and kind of rewind the video and separate it out. Then you'll make very good progress, because you're rewinding the video of everything that is happening, and you're retracting into yourself as capital. We were doing the discussion. Is there a saturation point where somebody get so saturated in service that he has had enough, and therefore it becomes so Dimple's brother there? So no, it's in seva. You see, when you're doing any service with the sense that I am Gayatri, then you are setting yourself up from the suffering that is ensues with it. But initially when you start serving selflessly, there is a good feeling, but then it kind of, the sense of doership overtakes, and then there is a suffering, because then you get tired and He says it doesn't happen immediately because when we are in service, it is very difficult to distinguish the self. So Deepak Goyal says that is why nirumas is periodically separate from inside. Periodically, give it a little break and kind of review the whole thing. Is what about excess sleep and then kind of laziness in service? But if you have excess of it, Niruma says, then that can affect your gnan. If you're excessively lazy, if you're I know I have to do yoga, I have to do this, I won't do this, but I somehow. Yes, no. Nirva says you gotta do what you need to do for the body too. Is there an external? In other words, by Friday, Saturday, already Friday starts feeling, oh, I've got the weekend coming, so I'm going to enjoy. Is that not some kind of indulgence in worldly situations? He's kind of redefining. Is that garavata? Garavata means really a feeling that you love your worldly life and therefore you don't want to move from it. That is the definition of it. Garavata. That is what we read. Supposing there is a room, there's a choice between an air-conditioned room versus a non-conditioned room. If we go into the air-conditioned room, do I have to ask myself, do I go into the air-conditioned room or not room? This is when you decide not to go in the air-conditioned room, are you not using the ego? He says, the external is part of SCE, why don't you use your internal states? What happens naturally is fine. I mean, you don't have to push yourself, okay, no, that's an air-conditioned room, don't go there. Or you see, what unfolds in your life is fine. You see, because if you try very hard, if you deny yourself something, if you deny yourself something for 10 days, on the 11th day you will overdo it and you will just kind of go heavy into it again. So you cannot try to manipulate this pudgal in one way or the other. You cannot manipulate your worldly circumstances. Let them happen, says Niruma. He says, if you do 10 days of naturopathy, then, because naturopathy is very, all that food is very, all the vegetables only, no other food. So after the 10 days are over, everybody on the 11th day really just pile up on the other food. What's going on? You put yourself into some kind of an artificial conditioning situation. So all of this, and when it happens naturally from within, that is the beauty of it. Natural renunciation is more important. Niruma, that will only happen as one rises in Gnan, right? Yes, Niruma says yes, that will only happen as you rise in your state of awareness. I can, and Deepak is very low volume. Niruma says that sleep is even more problematic than file 2. The sleep will not, file 2 might leave you, but sleep will not leave you. Jai Sachidananda. Okay, that's fine. All right, now let's. He says essentially, Niruma, now you are me for. You are everything for me. This lady from Singapore is saying that we can remain in our moksha. Dada says we remain in the bliss of the self and our external is also vaibhav. In other words, our external situation is also very nice. He says, whatever comes in front of us, if pleasure comes in front of us, we do not reject it. And he says, Vadada accepts everything that comes. The pleasure that comes in front of him, he doesn't reject it. If a nice plate of food that comes in front of him, Dada doesn't reject it. Inside there is bliss and outside there is vaibhav, in other words, splendor, physical splendor, the worldly splendor. His vaibhav is part of vyavasthit. Good, you know, very, very pleasant circumstances are part of vyavasthit, said Niruma. It may come, it may not come, but the internal state is your state. Y capital. Deepak Bhai's volume is low here for me, low. Yes, Sarla. Garavta, that's my sister. Yes, Garavta is. Dada was enjoying everything. What? He was keeping it separate. But if I can know, if I can keep it in separate that I am enjoying two sisters, the other sister is that younger one is also there. Supposing I don't suffer, how was Dada not suffering or keeping it separate even though he was enjoying everything? Dada used to love mangoes. I mean, in other words, he would enjoy mangoes. He would really get absorbed in it. You would think Dada is really, really involved in enjoying the mango. He would really suck it. He would really first squeeze it. And then he would really make a little hole at the one end. And then he would go like this, you know, and suck the juice out. But Dada would never say, oh, that was a very good curry. That was a very good mango. Or it was not bitter, but sour or anything like that. He would just have it naturally. When the season of the mangoes has come, he wouldn't say, oh, the mango season has come, go get some. If it came naturally in front of him, he will enjoy it. Yeah, he was like that. So is that, does that, Garavta is a different definition. You sink in thing. There's nothing wrong with eating whatever you want to eat, but you get, there is ras, Garavta means you taste. There's nothing wrong in enjoying the taste, but you shouldn't sink into the taste of it. In other words, you note down the restaurant, you make a list of it, and you know, or you file it up, and you know, you look forward to going to the restaurant again. All of that is sinking into it. And this is exactly what Deepak Bhai is saying. Oh, you make a note, I will go there and I'll go to that restaurant and I'll do it and we'll cook it and you all invite so many people. And he says, Niruma is now talking about dosa in Italy, somebody had planned. Okay, let's. And when you're there, Hansi, sister's own, Hansi had planned all this dosa in Italy, but you're in naturopathy, you can't have it. can't have dosa. When we do Dada's work, says Suresh Bhai. Yes, there is internal bliss going on, but when we are doing the work, there is some kind of pleasure in the work too. He uses the same word, Anand. And there is validation of the pride too at that time. And then when what my goal is, if it happens, then it, I can see that what is the demarcation between when the goal is accomplished in the relative versus the bliss of the self. How do I make sure that I do not go into the tasting of the sweet juice of doership called garvaras? Garvaras versus man, the sweet taste of doership is much, much more heavier than taking the sense of pride. The pride, you see, in other words, yes, if everybody says, there is a sense of tasting the sweet juice of doership of anything that has been experienced, that you have accomplished. It is not like seeing Ramila. Ramila, when you see Ramila, you see something different. But there is a very sweet sense of Dushiva. And then when you remember it and you say, oh, that was good, you know, that function we had was great. Ezra. So in other words, you need to kind of weigh the two things, right? The sweet taste of doership is 40 times more than the sense of doing it. You see, the sweet taste, and in pride, when you do something, there is a sense of pride. I did it. Pride. So this is in when something good happened for Dada's work, it is relative, but it is a sattvic anand. It doesn't make you emotional. Everything else, if it is non-Dada's work, it will make you emotional. Whereas something good has happened in the line of Dada, then it's sattvic kind of a thing. But you see, in other words, and the other one, in the relative, if your goal doesn't get accomplished, you really get upset. And when it does get accomplished, you get tickled from inside. You feel good. There is a sweet sense of doership. There is garvaras. Garvaras. Where is Dimple? Okay, even Dimple was talking today. Okay, looks like there are less Mahatmas today. And Dimple was a little upset that in this Parayan there are very few less Mahatmas than expected from overseas and also from here. So, then he investigated. Then he investigated that there is examinations going on in Maharashtra and Gujarat for this time. And so a lot of parents cannot make it because of the exams of their kids. And so when you investigate the reasons, there are externalized reasons, but you kind of take it all upon yourself and say, oh, there is a sense of suffering, even though we planned such a major parayan, not enough people showed up. So then he decided, next time we will not arrange it this. He says, I was burning inside that now. I had a little sense of suffering, says Dimple. What happened? Why didn't people show up? We have such a beautiful Apparayana of Aptamani 9. We got all these facilities, but only a few people were there, maybe the middle section only. He says, then there he entered into the doership. He had planned the whole thing with the sense of doership. And so when you go into the sense of doership, when you do anything with the sense of doership, you better be ready for the suffering of the pain or the pleasure that comes with it. You are not the doer. There he is. Nimpal is here now, says the Niruma. And he is going to... And so then... Were you not saying that if less Mahatmas come, you will get a little ups, you suffer a little? So we were discussing, so he was not there. And there is a little bit of a doership there, he says. It's like when in our own, in LA also, when a lot of people come in satsang, we feel good. But if a few Mahatmas don't show up, then there is, we did so many arrangements. I called so many people and yet only half of them showed up. There is a sense of a little bit of, it bothers me, it bites me. It's not an outright suffering, but it kind of hurts a little. For us, Niruma says, we have compassion only. You know, we have the sense of compassion that what weakness of the punyas of Mahatmas, that this is an amazing thing, and yet, but they have obstacles, they cannot come. We have compassion for them. We don't have any suffering. I mean, you know, we are at a different level, says. Then Ramila saying, if we keep satsang, it doesn't. it looks like if I have an opinion, if we don't know if I, if I, if I, if we don't have any opinions here, since if I have an opinion that 50 will come, they don't show up. Is that the opinion problem of the opinion? In any program in Simandar City. So Niruma says, let us come here, because if we don't come here, then we will not get the residence in Simandar City. That is why some people, we have not kept any limits about who should come to Simandar City and get residences here. The people who organize them, but they, it is good for them to get an estimate, because then they can, they are not able to estimate how many people are going to show up, because it's an open-ended thing. So you know, they plan for the food, the residences, you know, we don't know, they overestimate for 5,000, they get all the mattresses and everything and make all the facilities, and then only 2,000 show up. And then, and so if they and they have to pay for or rent for 5,000, so these are all these cost estimates, you see. And Niruma, we are just sitting here and there is bliss inside. What is that? Mr. Niruma says that is the bliss of the self only. When we went to a school, we saw the pure souls of the children only. What is that? We felt... what is that, Niruma? I felt the body would feel light. So Niruma says that you should look within. You should look within and check within and see what it is. Is this bliss of the self or is it something else? Whenever there is a Gnanvidhi or when there is satsang of Deepak Bhai or satsang of Niruma and we residents of Simandar City, then the first question is, how many people came in Gnanvidhi? Everybody asks. Supposing we expected 1,000 and only 500 came, and then we felt like there is a little loss because only 500 showed up. It feels that way. Niruma says this is very common. And then, you know, when more than enough comes, everybody just starts flying high. Because everybody has got a lot of bhavna of Jagat Kalyan, and that is why this is happening. But you should not have. You're certainly welcome to have the bhavna of Jagat Kalyan, but you should not enter into a suffering mode just because she doesn't come. Enough people do not come. Dimple Bhai. I always had this thing that I wanted more people in Gnanvidhi and more in satsang. But this level of satsang, it just struck me that this satsang that is happening, Parayan people are not going to get easily. It's very high level of satsang. And therefore I felt that people are missing out. Therefore, they're missing out such beautiful live interaction with the two Gnanis, the Gnani. People are missing out on this thing because there is nothing that can replace life. That is the suffering. But because the Mahatmas are missing out on it, that is where the suffering was. If you are getting such beautiful gold, even then they cannot get it. But yes, there are regular satsangs that are going. That we do not. But you know, whatever it is, 500 or 1,000. But the quality of this Parayan satsang, and there is more attachment for Dimple for this kind of stuff. Whether in ordinary satsangs, if there are the decrease in numbers, I don't get affected. Yes, the doership is at this level. Will you please, where is the doership here, Niruma? He says, you can have the intention that let everybody attain this, but you should not have the sense that I am the one who is doing it. You see, who is doing all of this? Supposing I have done something, Niruma, and in that, supposing there is plus and minus, in that, there is suffering. But supposing I have not done anything in this, and when there is plus and minus, and there is the suffering on that is different, is it not? You see? in the one that you have done something, of course the doership is very strong. But when you are not involved, yes, when you are part of a team, then there is less suffering, is it not? Isn't there a sense of doership? Yes, because you consider yourself part of the group, is it not? How does the ego and the intellect? Niruma says where there is the slightest evidence of suffering, know that the ego and intellect complex have crept in, and the doership has crept in. Dipakvai says that is a loss. The intellect shows you profit and loss. The intellect is saying that this is a loss and this is a profit. Instead of 1,000, only 500 showed up. It is the role of the intellect only. It is not the role of the prajna. And so then the ego touches it. Niruma says it's nothing wrong. Now Niruma, I just want to understand the science behind it. He says first the intellect receives it and the ego takes over, and then the ego suffers and say, oh, I'm suffering. Our ego is going to remain all the way until my ego is going to remain all the way until final enlightenment, bro. Niruma says no. When you are in where there is Purushart, there is no ego at all. No, now she is trying to insist on her viewpoint. No, Niruma says no. Where there is Purushart, there is no ego at all. But she says ego is going to be there until all the way to full enlightenment. Dada has said ego leaves the day you have the Jnanvidhi. Whatever is Ramila doing, that is her discharge, ego says Niruma. Do not keep it separate. That is not your ego. But in your real Purushart, if you remain in the five Agnas, there is no such ego. Which is... This. There's... What... What is the difference between the Karuna of Lord Mahavir and the level of Lord Buddha in terms of kindness versus compassion? There is a subtle ego there between one or the two. How is Niruma's separation inside? Today you were saying. Niruma, you said that I had no suffering at all, and I checked inside because so many Mahatmas did not come. You were not affected at all, and then you checked outside also. When you investigated the evidences, you found that it was because of the examinations that people didn't show up. And so, but because for you, it is because you talked. Because we had the conversation, you checked, and then that is when you and then you made the decision that next year you'll keep it in December instead of October. Miss Parayan was in October of 2005, which is a tough time for a lot of parents. Somebody came from Chalamani phone, Niruma Ruevidi. Somebody was sick in the hospital, etc. So when he called, that's when I realized that he had not come from Chalani. Raksha also told me. And he said, they've got exams. There are exams going on. So that's how Niruma started finding that a lot of Mahatmas are not coming. Niruma just naturally asked that. I didn't even have this. This is less crowd. Did you have any sense that there is a little loss? And Niruma says, yes, I had a sense that those guys missed it. But there was no suffering associated with it. It was a wrong planning, I think, to have it in October. Some Mahatmas are leaving early. Why are they leaving? And he says, no, there are exams of our children, so we got to go. So then all the evidences came in front of us, and we found that this is... There's Maharashtrian exams, there is exams all over India. So then as soon as the stock comes in, so then he says, okay, so you improve it from where you kind of made the error. So next time you set it in December. Yes, I had. Then I asked her, checked and says, was there any suffering? No, there was no suffering because of that. And she's giving her own state. Yes, we will try better solutions next time and do it better for next time. We missed out the total point of the examination. And many of them cancelled after they had done the booking. People here make the reservations about a couple of months in advance. Okay, she's another question. The effect of Garavta. Garavta means to worldly indulgence, entrench worldly indulgence. Yes, Garavata, the effect of Garavata is the one who gets stuck in the mud, he will have the effect of the one who is stuck in the mud of sansar, in the cool, the one who is not, even though he is in world, but if he does not get affected by the world, then he is a Shuddhatma, is he not? If you garavta vartene, in other words, if you're not entrenched in the sense that I am enjoying the worldly pleasures, but if he's done with the worldly pleasures and it bothers him a little bit, that means there is a level where one does not even know that he is deeply into the worldly indulgence, garavta. Yeah, and then there is another one who starts slowly waking up from it, and then there is another one who is, and then one who is not affected by it at all. Even though he is in the worldly pleasures, he is not affected by it. He can take it or leave it. That is a totally different. So ras garavta, riddhi garavta, siddhi garavta. So now, do you want to read or do you want to just keep on questioning? Niruma says, do you want to just keep on talking or what? This was a very natural Q&A, you know, it was this is Piyush. And that the one who is in pride, he gets, that is a Sattvic Anand versus, this is Piyush. So some people get into pride there, they get, how do you separate the sweet sense of doership through pride versus the other? So when we talk about Dada, people are very happy. There is, you use the word Sattvic Anand versus bliss. But if out of those 500 that you talk to, only 5 took Gnan, and if you are not affected, then you know that it is bliss of the self. But you see, our Patel Prakriti, oh, today 500 people took Gnan. You see, as soon as you sell, oh, today 500 took people Gnan. But there is an internal awareness that yes, that this is, oh, now, you know, she's enjoying the pleasure of, she's a Patel, Niruma is a Patel, you see, she was a Patel sect. Yes, it's the Patel Prakruti, Niruma is a Patel Prakruti. And so she takes a little sweet sense of doership in that, you see. Yes, she had the joy of, oh, so many people got liberated, 500 people got liberated, that is wonderful. She feels good about it, and Dada's work accomplished, and she feels good about it too. Are we supposed to take, is there no pleasure in that? It has sweetness. Yes, there is. There is a subtle distinction between taking and enjoying some sweetness at the relative level. Or Niruma says, whoever is taking the sweetness in the work of Dada, please proceed forward. Taste it, but then move forward. Don't get stuck in there. When you do the work of Dada, there is a sense of sweetness for sure. But move forward in it. Don't get stuck there. Yes, you know, once you go, are in the admission in the college, you just can't remain in the college only. You know, come on, read. Page 332. In our Vignan, Dada Shri says, I am the disciple of all, everyone. This Dattatreya had so many, he had 24 gurus. Oh, this is, just hold this one. As soon as you get, Dada Shri says, you should have a lot of gurus. Whoever gives you gnani, that becomes your guru.
First standard, second standard.
There is a first. Yes, you proceed from one. So the one who goes, wherever you go, you see the world's guru. He says, Dada Shri says, I am a disciple of everybody. Okay, so I've got found it here now. This is on page 364 of Saptavani 9 in English. When you go to college, you revere your professor. Because when you go, the higher you go, the more gurus you keep, the better it is. Dattatreya had 24 gurus, adopted good attributes from whoever he could, and ultimately, and in the ultimate level, at that time, the gnanis, etc., Dada, at the level of Dada, that at that time, I am the disciple of everyone, including every living being. They are all my gurus at the highest level. That is called the Lagutam Pad, the lower than the lowest. One needs to make the whole world his guru, attain gnan from whoever you can. But what does it mean when they say that there should be one guru? It means that one guru is needed for the kindergarten level, one for first standard, one for second standard. The person who goes to the college will need 24 gurus, and the one going to the graduate school, university level, will need to become a disciple of the whole world. That is why we have become a disciple of the whole world. This will be the case for the upper level college. But before that, how long should a person have only one guru? One guru is fine for the levels of the kindergarten, but the first standard, the second standard, one guru will suffice for the lower standards, but where the children are taught for the whole time being. But however, everything else will be in this way, they establish a base for them. Then as the standards progress, they have to make the whole world their guru. The lower standards have to make only one guru. If a person tells me, sir, I have only one guru, then I would tell him, I understand right away that he's in the second standard. Then I'll tell him, you're right. Does that answer your question? Yes, sir. Ultimately, it is worth making every living being on the earth your guru. What did Lord Mahavir do? He made every living being his guru, and he lived as their disciple. This is because there is always something to learn from every living being. This Akram science of ours is one which I have come to learn from you and from all of you. And you tell me, you're giving me knowledge, us the knowledge. He says, we were ignorant that Dada had gnan, see? He Dada did not have any ignorance, he had only Gnan, and we had no Gnan, and we had only ignorance only. So whoever Dada met, whoever he gave any understanding and solved their problems, he left the person that Dada met, he left his ignorance with Dada. As Dada gave his solutions, Dada got the Gnan. In giving the solutions of and solving the problems of the world, he attained Gnan. He says, as he absorbed our ignorance, he gave only knowledge outside. Having taken the ignorance of the world, he became a Gnani. And so this exchange of ignorance versus knowledge was happened. Supposing we do the satsang on deceit and illusion with the ladies, says Niruma, I did not have any idea of the nature of deceit in women. I did not even imagine it in dreams. But as I started talking with different ladies, and they all started telling me all their issues with their mother-in-law, their husbands, etc., then I had never even heard such problems. Amazing problems. When they came in front of us, Niru men, then I have the Gnan, I have the internal Gnan, original Gnan. And on the basis of that light, as the questions came in front of me, I did not have any knowledge of how to solve that. But as it came in front of me, that was the nimit. The ignorance was the nimit, and therefore in front of that ignorance, the knowledge expressed. In front of the ignorance, the knowledge expressed. And so it was their ignorance with their problems of the ladies and their issues of kapat and deceit and illusory attachment, moha, as it unfolded in front of me, the knowledge expressed within as we started solving the issues and the problems. And so this is exactly how it happened for Dada. But you see, as Dada for countless lives was doing this, and then in this life the akram exploded in him. Whatever else was remaining, it is through discharge. And the rest is this aptamani is where all various phases are unfolding, and as you read the Dada's aptamanis, Dada goes fundamentally at the level of the base of the S capital self and the light of the S capital self, in which all the relative problems have to be deciphered and solved. And until everything gets without any veil and absolute knowledge manifests within you only. So the light is within you. So this is the niravaran, this is the falling off of ignorance from the entire soul locations, your own soul location, from every location on your relative body complex, because the soul is spread all over. So and people would come with their ignorance, and Dada would solve his problem through his light, because he could see all the locations of ignorance in the other person, and he could see the entire phases of it, and he could see all subtle levels where the other person is stuck, and then he would show it. Nirumai, this is as we are doing it, is it's happening. You're sitting, and it is happening for us too, no? The only difference is, says Niruma, for Dada had the direct visualization. We have to for us. We are like you. We have to. As your ignorance is receding, even Niruben's Agnan is receding, and the light within is increasing. So ours is not like Dada. Dada's was direct. Dada cannot be matched. Oh dear, and we are. So in other words, Niruben is just like you only. Because you are Niruben is also another student rising higher. It is Dada Bhagavan within who is answering these questions. The answers that are coming are actually through the medium of Niruma. Whatever you're listening, you see, whatever you're listening, and if it's Niruben in the relative is just a student like you. But Dada has said, Niruma, I'm giving you this Gnan Siddhi, that in this Siddhi I'm giving you. Whenever I'm giving you the Siddhi for Satsang, when you do Satsang, and when you do the Satsang, and in that Satsang, as you keep on doing Satsang, Dada Bhagavan will be speaking within you. You will not have to speak. And as you listen to these words, then you yourself will also rise higher. In other words, Dada will be doing the Satsang. Niruben doesn't have to do the Satsang. In other words, so there is no difference between you and Niruben. You see, Niruben is the same as you. I'm just a little bit ahead. I entered the train a little earlier, that's all. But it is really the internal one within, Dada Bhagavan, the fully enlightened one, that is really it. The same one within you is. Because you see, there are no solutions that Niruben has it. It is the internal one, the light that is from within, that is giving the solutions. And that is why I have such great wonder for the one within. I am totally at the feet of the one within. I have so much aho aho and wonder for the one within. Did it happen? Did Akram Vignan just manifest directly in 1958, or was it later? Initially Dada was giving Kramik, and then a few years later Dada began Akram. It's like this, says Niruma. Yes, Akram expressed in 1958 for Dada, but he was silent for about 4 years. But before that, whatever work, the talk he would give, at that time, he realized before the manifestation, there was no Akram before 1958, so he would just talk. But he was aware that whatever talk he would talk to the other people did not have much of an effect in the other people. Dada realized that. Dada was in part of a whole bunch of other people, the usual, Swaminarayan, Jain, etc., Vaishnav. He would do a little bit of satsang, but it was Kramik satsang only. It was the path of the doership only, the path before the Akram came. Akram expressed, Dada is saying, Initially mine was Kramik only, but until Akram expressed within me, it was the sense, it was through doership only. You gotta improve yourself, you gotta purify your ego. Dada, you would never talk about Gnan in the initial years at all. If somebody would come, then he would just talk a little bit. But initially, that's after 1958, Dada would not say much. When it happened, we don't know. Dada, she says, for 4 years I did not do satsang with anyone after the 1958. In 1962, when he first gave the Gnan to Chandrakant Bhai, in 1962, the first Gnan Vidhi, it was just an accident, right? It just happened. It just happened naturally. When did the Akram word come in? It came much later. This word Akram did not come immediately. When I met him in 1968, it was full-fledged Akram. So, it's a direct path. Yes. Vadva. I was there with Dada in Vadva. I had heard that in 1968, when he went to Vadva, Dada asked, Dada did a request that there is some talk that Dada talked with Rishabh Dev. Niruma is. I have heard it. I have heard from Dada too that Dada asked for, that this Kramik is not working, so he asked the permission from Lord Rishabh Dev. He said Simandar, but it is Lord Rishabh Dev. I have read it. That, you know, there are not, people are not worthy enough for this Kramik. Is the Kramik is not working, my Lord? Shall I give them Akram? And I think, and then there was a question, and there was a talk about 700 people were going to be given. Srimad Rajchandra. And Srimad Rajchandra's intention was that I want to give this gnan to 700 people. That Mahavir must be revived again in this whole world. This was the deepest inner intention of Srimad Rajchandra. So on that basis, the Dada says, okay, let us awaken 700 people. Dada wanted to kind of follow, you know, fulfill the wishes of Srimad Rajchandra. This is in the earlier days. Let's give the gnan to 700. Yes, there's Nirumai smiling. Now there are 700,000 and there'll be 7 million, etc. Just keep on adding the zeros. Okay, let's read. And now, so this is similar. Says Dada Shri says, I have now, nobody can actually touch. He says, in other words, how did such Akram Vignan come out of worthless people like us? You know, Dada says Akram Vignan, Dada says not worthless. It was the Gnan that you could not digest. It lay around. It came, it all came to me here, page 366. And you took from here all that you could digest. So the full Gnan, the full stop Gnan came to me. In other words, it was an exchange. You left your ignorance with me over previous, countless previous lifetimes. I kept on giving you knowledge, says the Gnani, as the I, eternal I. Now, how can people understand this talk? The educated people and the... Dada Shri says, Deepak Bhai says, it was completely expressed, but it cannot, it requires, you know, in 1958, it had totally expressed within Dada, but it needed Nimitz to bring it out. Now, how can people understand this? The educated and the wise will understand this, but others will not. This is not for those other poor people, is it? This is scientific. This means the science is such that even the scientists of foreign countries will accept it if they sit and listen to it. Nobody actually touches my feet, although they seem to think that they are. I do not remain in this body, even for a minute. I have not been in this body for a moment for the past 25 years. People, on the other hand, are constantly in the state of I am this body. This hand is me, this leg is me, this head is me also, and all this is me too. I remain absolutely separate from the mind, speech and body. If someone was to insult or strike this body, I will not have any problem, will I? People do not know me at all, so how they can insult me? Those who know me as Paramatma, Absolute Self. They would never insult me or behave negatively towards me. People know me either as A.M. Patel or they know me as a guru. But I am not anyone's guru. I am a Laghuttam Purush. I am what people call a Gnani. As a Gnani, I am absolutely Laghuttam. We have attained the state because we do not have any beggary. This state that is the highest of all, this greatest state there is. It is the greatest state there is in the universe. I have attained because there is no beggary, no bhikha of any kind at all. We do not have any beggary for money. Even if people will to give me heaps of gold, we have no use for it. There are no thoughts of sex. Even if celestial goddesses were to come down from the earth, there would not be any untoward thoughts, and there would be no beggary for man or pride. There is no beggary for disciples. There is no beggary for wanting to build temples. Now, if you understand me as a gnani, then you too will become a gnani. If you understand me as an acharya, a spiritual master, then you will become an acharya. I do not have any problem if you think of me as an acharya, but you will become an acharya. So, whatever state you desire to be, see me as being that state and you will attain that state. I do not want to become anything. I have already attained the state. I am a man who has failed by 4 degrees. Having failed, I sit here as a Laghutam Purush. Therefore, this state of ours, however one understands it as, that is the state he will become. If one understands this, his work will be done. He's switching, I think. I think he's switching now. I don't know where he's switching. Deepak Bhai is switching.
It's 3:37.
I know. Let's take the last paragraph. Okay. I lost him now. I can't read that. Relative, no. Laghutam Bhav. Okay, in the line of demarcation. Okay. Okay. Okay, now we're going to do the vidhi. This is the end of the satsang here. This we ended somewhere in the line of demarcation, chapter on Pyaptavani 9. Jai Sachidananda, says Deepak Bhai. Jai Sachidananda to everybody. Let us do the vidhi. What are you reading nowadays? We read up the 29. There are questions on Garavta. Very good. Let us do the vidhi. Atma chum shut, 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 Jai Sachidananda. Jai Sachidananda to all the Mahatmas here, says Deepak Bhai.